As an American anthropology student, Josh Brody joined a study abroad program which took him to the Asian nation of Nepal. There, he learned the language, taught in a small school, and in his spare time, became a pop star. Josh's sister, Allison Brody, has his story.
This is the music of one of the most popular recording artists in Nepal. The artist's name is Gajah Bahadur Gurung Lama, which in English means strange and wonderful thing. But I know him as Josh Brody, my big brother. Josh was given his Nepali name when he first visited the country in 1994 in a study abroad program. He learned the language through singing.
I ended up learning a lot of the songs, and I had such a love for them that I kind of took that on as my project.
Josh took a job teaching in a village in Nepal. There he met Kemraj Gurung, the school's music teacher. He says they started singing together, and then they started performing.
People just got a kick out of our songs and performances, so we ended up performing in larger and larger venues, and we kind of thought, wait, maybe we got something here.
They were an odd pair, short, tall, dark, light. The audience loved it. Eventually, they decided to record together. But before their album's release, Kemraj cut a record on his own. It went on to become the best-selling album in Nepal's history. And Kemraj's star power rubbed off on Josh.
It became a real big deal that Kemraj Gurung is recording an album with this foreigner, Gajah Bahadur Gurung Lama.
Josh and Kemraj released 3 videos in 2003. They look like short Bollywood films with people singing, dancing, and running through the mountains. Josh says to this day, they are among the most requested on Nepal's video channel, NTV. But you don't have to take his word for it, or even mine.
Have you ever heard the music of Gajah Bahadur?
Gajah Bahadur, he's very famous in Nepal.
That's Karma, the owner of Tibet Nepal House restaurant in Pasadena. He plays Josh's CD to give his Nepali customers a sense of home. Restaurant worker Madhav Gurung enjoys it too. He's a recent arrival from Kathmandu. As he peels potatoes for the day's vegetable curry, he talks about my brother's videos.
His music video is very nice. Yeah, everybody likes.
Do you think it's funny?
Of course, because he's a very tall guy and another one is very short, so, you know. Yeah.
So Josh is a Nepalese celebrity, but it hasn't made him rich. In fact, he's earned about $9,000 from his record sales, all of which he's given to an education project he started for children in Nepal. Still, when he's there, he does enjoy some of the trappings of fame.
People started recognizing me just out on the street when I'd get into the taxi cab, and the taxi driver would just be really excited that I got in that cab. And I think people felt not just that, you know, oh, wow, there's someone who we recognize from television, but it was in the most wonderful way that I think they felt like I had also honored them in doing what I did with the Nepali folk songs.
Josh has moved back to the United States and is now the director of an elementary school in Pasadena. But he recently took a trip to Nepal to record a new song and shoot a new video with Kemraj. So for at least a couple more years, I can say my brother, Gajah Bahadur, is big in Nepal. For NPR News, I'm Allison Brody in Pasadena.
Selo, natsu bante, mero dhange pugena. Selo, natsu.